Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
I went rock climbing on December 23rd, 2004, and I was at Seneca Rocks in Pendleton County, West Virginia. Two friends and I went just 2 days before Christmas. Seneca Rocks, it's the only true peak on the East Coast, meaning that it's inaccessible except by technical rock climbing techniques. Now, let me tell you from the outset here that I'm not a rock climber. The top is 900 feet above the water level of the stream that runs by it. That's roughly 90 stories if compared to a building. And just for an idea, the Empire State Building in New York City is 102 stories. So it was high. And here's what made it difficult is that I'm not a rock climber, and I'm afraid of heights. I want to tell you, though, I made it to the top. There's a metal pail at the top with a notebook where people sign their names. And when you walk on the path to get to the rock, there's a sign there for Seneca Rocks that has details about it. Part of it read this. It said, since 1971, 15 people have died on Seneca Rocks from falls. I mean, I was scared, and I hadn't even climbed anything other than a climbing wall. At one point, we actually had to get from one section of the rock to another. It was separated by a thin, large crack, and it required us to walk on a ledge about 3 feet wide and then actually make a small jump while reaching for the rock above to catch ourselves and land on another ledge. Now, I was the middle guy. I was the inexperienced one, and I was pretty scared. At worst, if I didn't get the jump right, I would fall about 15 to 20 feet until our rope that was connected to our safety clip caught me. I listened intently. My friend was telling me what I needed to do. He already made the move. He was up there and he was yelling back to me, telling me how many steps I was to take, how big of a jump to make, and which hand to grab the rock with first. I listened to him. I followed his instructions perfectly because I knew what he was telling me was true and that he knew the best of how to do it. Well, I'm starting a series of podcasts today on the role of Scripture in our lives. And I'm starting with this encouragement that knowing that God has inspired Scripture gives us confidence. I want to say this, that divine inspiration of Scripture gives us confidence to walk in our faith. Just like I listened to my friend when climbing Seneca Rocks because he knew what he was talking about. That's why we need Scripture as the authority in our lives. God divinely inspired it. Well, inspiration of Scripture refers to the supernatural influence of the Holy Spirit upon the Scripture writers that rendered their writings an accurate record of God's words. It's not just the fact that God spoke words for His glory and the benefit of people. That's what we call the revelation of Scripture, but it's that He spoke those words and enabled men to write them accurately. This is what we call the inspiration of Scripture. Divine inspiration of Scripture gives us confidence to walk in our faith. I mean, how in the world can you make it through the situations of this life, the grief, the decisions, the trials, the pain, the confusion, the temptation? There's times when you're scared to make that little jump of faith like you're on a small ledge hundreds of feet up in the air. How in the world can you make it through the daily grind of life except to depend on the words of our God? The one who stands on the other side of that divide in the rock, telling you what foot to move and what hand to grasp with. Be encouraged today that divine inspiration of Scripture, knowing that God's word is divinely inspired, it gives you confidence to walk in your faith. Be encouraged today by that truth, and we'll explore more of this in the weeks ahead.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.